It was a wild finish to that wild card game between the Chicago Bears and defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles at Soldier Field yesterday. The game came down to one field goal try by Chicago with just 10 seconds left on the clock. It would have given them the win. They were down by a point, and from 42 yards out, Cody Parker hit the left upright, then the crossbar, and the ball would not go through. The Eagles come away with a 16-15 victory by the skin of their teeth, and it keeps their hopes of a title repeat alive while folks in Chicago went home sad. Nick Foles can seem to do no wrong when he quarterbacks the Eagles, even though Carson Wentz, when healthy, is considered the team's number one quarterback. Foles, of course, was the signal caller for Philly when they upset Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl last year, and yesterday filling in again for a not 100% healthy Wentz. Foles was again true in the clutch, finding Golden Tate in the end zone for the go-ahead touchdown on a fourth down and two with just 56 seconds left in regulation. Again, the Bears did have a chance to win it with that 42-yard field goal attempt, but it clanged off the uprights. The other wild card game yesterday was not quite as thrilling, with both defenses playing well and limiting offense. In the Los Angeles Chargers' 23-17 win over the Baltimore Ravens in Charm City, kicker Michael Badgley was the biggest point producer for LA in this one, kicking five field goals in the contest, good for 15 points, and setting a Chargers franchise record for field goals in a playoff game in the process. That sets up a showdown with the New England Patriots next weekend at Foxborough, with two pretty good quarterbacks facing each other in Philip Rivers for LA and Tom Brady, of course, for New England. The Chargers have won their last two contests against the Patriots, but given the home field for the Pats and what could be some difficult weather conditions for the team from sunny LA, I will take the Pats in this one. At the U.S. Cross Country Ski Championships being held at Vermont's Craftsbury Outdoor Center, Burke Mountain Academy alum Ida Sargent took first place Friday in the Women's Classic Sprint Competition and won the national title. Coming in second in the 1.5K sprint race was Middlebury College alum Kelsey Finney, who now skis with the Stratton Mountain Ski Team. The competitions wrap up tomorrow at Craftsbury. The University of Vermont men's hockey team went to overtime against Clarkson yesterday, and they suffered a tough defeat when the Golden Knights scored with just 18 seconds left to go in the overtime period for a 3-2 win. It was the last non-conference game for UVM before getting into a Hockey East schedule against more familiar opponents. The UVM women played a strong game against 7th-ranked Providence in Rhode Island yesterday, and they lost 2-1. Providence scored two second-period goals. UVM made it a one-goal game on a late strike when Maude Poulin-Labelle cashed in for the Catamounts, but there would be no scoring in a tight-checking third period, and UVM falls to 6-11-4 with that loss. Elsewhere in women's hockey, Elmira blanked the Norwich Cadets 3-0, and the number 2 Plattsburgh State women's ice hockey team opened up their new year with a win, avenging their only loss so far this season with a 2-0 victory over Division III's top-ranked team Adrian College. One men's college basketball result to report: Cazenovia beat Northern Vermont Linden 104-74. The Hornets getting a team-high 13 points from Zach Falkenberg in the losing effort.